Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are kids in this world who are different. Special. They go to school in a place you can't find on a map. And they're about to get a new classmate.
Plans lead to manual labor.
Turns out we're too young to rent a boat with a motor. And we know what happens to hoverboards when they get too close to Elixir Key. So keep rowing, Casey, and be grateful it's a nice day out.
It's Florida. A nice day could turn into a torrential rainstorm in the blink of an eye.
Are you always such a downer?
Why do you care?
Because this mission is hard enough without your incessant negativity.
Big words, big mad.
Usually, when people see the worst possible outcome in a situation, it's because...
experience has proven them right.
Or experience has, I don't know, hardened their hearts.
My heart is not hardened.
You sure about that? You seem to have no problem lying to me and my family, taking advantage of our worries and fears. You wouldn't do that if you had people you cared about.
Or maybe it's because I had someone I cared about.
I promised we are going to find Mila. Then you never have to see or speak to me or Brinley again.
See, now that makes me happy.
Actually, can we stop rowing a second? I want to see if I can get a signal out here. I'm really worried about Birdie.
You won't get a signal now. We're in it.
In what?
It. You can't feel that? The shift in the atmosphere? Every hair on my arm is standing on end.
Yeah. I feel it now. Let's see how it affects Hovey if I turn him on. Well, guess that means we're almost there.
I've tried C-A-S-E-E, K-A-S-E-Y, C-A-Y-S-E-Y. I mean, unless you guys can come up with a spelling of Casey we haven't tested yet.
Oh, I know! C-A-S-E-I-G-H.
How did I miss that one? Yeah, no. There's no record in the headmaster's computer of your old roommate ever having been a student at Elixir Academy.
This makes no sense.
Maybe she wasn't
Someone's coming.
Hello?
Hurry, hide. Remy, over here.
Cybot, how's the download coming?
Headmaster?
I'm working on it, but it's a lot of data.
It's me, Dr. Sorstein.
Come on.
Cybot's not done yet.
Dude, she's gonna walk in here any second.
She's right, Cybot. We gotta go. Over here, in the closet.
Headmaster, are you in here? Yes, I'm going to need security at the headmaster's home.
She's gone.
We'd better get back to the boat.
Or maybe you two get back to the boat, and I wait here for the headmaster.
So far, no sleepwalking, so that's good.
Do you remember being down here in the auditorium?
Sort of, but it's like it was a dream.
I would have come by myself, but I can't do this alone.
Do what?
Well, that.
Whoa! Jude, is that...
I thought maybe we could take it to Brinley and the others.
You mean steal it?
I prefer borrow.
How would we even get it out of here?
Perhaps we slide it into the water and float it up to the surface.
You realize our chances of being caught are...
I know. I just thought it could give us some answers. Possibly help Brinley.
Oh, you're right. We gotta try.
Good man. Come over here. I believe if we both get behind it and give it a good push...
What are you guys doing?
Kazu! I've been looking all over for you, mate.
What are you doing down here, Jude?
Penn and I were just exploring.
This is how I got here. To Elixir Academy.
We figured.
I want to go home. Wherever home is. Can you send me back?
I don't know, Kazu.
Why won't you help me? Why won't anyone help
me? Easy, buddy. We're friends.
No, we're not. I don't know you either.
I understand.
I feel weird. I thought I was remembering something, but now I can't remember anything.
Oh, no.
Stay back, Penn. I'll take care of this.
What's that mean? Take care of what?
It's all right, Kazu. I'll explain everything.
Stay away from me. I don't know you.
Careful, Jude. He pulled something out of his pocket.
It's just a screwdriver.
Send me back home, or else.
Kazu, I know this must all be very confusing and scary, but we're your friends. We can help you.
I said
you.
Get back!
Casey, Remy, you'd better go before security gets here.
Yeah, we're not leaving you.
Yeah, we're not leaving you.
This isn't your fight.
It kind of feels like my fight. Remy?
Mine too.
You're both dummies, you know that?
Right back at you, Pasternak.
Oh.
Is someone coming back, Cybot?
No, I was scanning the files as they downloaded. The last folder was housing, including roommate assignments.
Can you look up Brinley's roommate before me?
Yes, and her name wasn't Casey.
It, or is the water starting to get really choppy?
Keep rowing.
That's your answer? It feels like we're fighting a current. What was that?
Felt like seismic activity. But there are no fault lines in Florida. In fact, it has the lowest tectonic activity of any state other than North Dakota. Did you ever feel anything like that on Elixir Key?
Maybe.
I wish I could reach Casey. She was investigating the activity surrounding the island. The other, Casey.
I got that.
Confusing, right? Two people with the same name?
Yeah, well, it's not even my name.
Wait, so you made up a fake identity?
I didn't make up anything. Casey is a nickname.
K-C. They're her initials.
K-C? What do they stand for? Katie. My real name is Katie. Or at least that's what they told me when I first arrived at Elixir Academy.
According to the database, the letter K stands for...
Brinley? Brinley, are you there?
Penn? What's wrong?
It's Jude. He's hurt really bad. If we don't get him help right away, I'm afraid he's not gonna make it.
GZM shows Imagination Amplified.
I could ride a unicycle for a half a mile straight.
I have moved 3 times.
I have a pet corn snake.
I've been to 10 national parks.
Hi, I'm Deborah Goldstein, host of the podcast The Big Fib, and half of those statements were lies. On every episode of The Big Fib, we bring on two grown-ups. One is an expert, the other is a liar. And it's the job of our human child contestant to help us figure out who is who, because no one can spot a liar better than a kid. We've had episodes featuring everything from pickles to penguins, as well as black holes to the human brain. The Big Fib is a game show where kids choose between the awesomely audacious audio promo of truth and the cautiously callous commercial of lies. During every episode, you'll meet a new child contestant, new grown-ups claiming to be experts, and a new opportunity to answer the question, what are we lying about today? Join me and my robot co-host, Lisa, on The Big Fib on Apple Podcasts or on gzmshows.com.
Hi, I'm Amy.
I'm Oded.
I'm Ethan.
I'm Alma.
And we're a GZM family.
Join us and listen to Fourth and Inches.
Here we go, brownies.
Do you wish this was you? Go to gzmshows.com/shoutout to learn more. And you may hear your GZM family at the end of a podcast. Let your voice be heard at gzmshows.com/shoutout.